China really led me back home. It led me back to my family. It led me back to my banjo, to the banjo and Appalachian culture. And it became this window into what I think is the most beautiful thing about America, which is its music and its immigrant cultures coming together to create, I think, the coolest music in the world.
When Abigail Washburn was 18 years old, she took a trip to China just to look for something new. She discovered that she loved the country, but also that she needed to find her own roots in America. Luckily for us, those roots included old-timey music and learning how to play clawhammer-style banjo. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Abigail Washburn hails from the Chicago suburbs and now lives in Nashville, but whenever possible, she spends a lot of time in China. In the last 10 years, you could find her on stage with Uncle Earl, an all-female old-timey band, or singing her own Chinese lyrics over bluegrass music in the Sparrow Quartet with Bela Fleck. For years, Abigail has been melding the sounds of China and Appalachia, and on her second solo album, City of Refuge, she also adds a pop sensibility, working with Decemberist producer Tucker Martine and multi-instrumentalist Kai Welch. Abigail and Kai joined me in Studio A, and I got to ask her about the unusual introduction at the beginning of her new record.
Prelude is a field recording that I took when I was in China working with kids in relocation schools in Sichuan after the big earthquake. And I just took a field recording while we were playing on the blacktop one day. And it just felt right to have that in there as an introduction because China is one of those places I run to all the time. And I needed it on the album, even though I didn't have anything in Chinese. So it felt just perfect to have those kids run around on the blacktop and have Raina Gellert pulling her bow across the fiddle, playing the most beautiful Appalachian sounds of an Appalachian ballad, Bright Morning Stars. So it begins and ends with the melodic idea of Bright Morning Stars, the whole record.
I think Raina actually plays heart strings on the fiddle. Some people put steel, some people put gut. Sure, Raina puts heart strings on
the fiddle. She does.
That's
man.
A good one.
She pulls one, just her bow across one string. If she plays one note, a whole song, it just takes it to a whole new level. It's amazing to get to play with her.
Many folks know your connection to China and your love of living there and the music and stuff. And you mentioned earlier, China's a place where you will go to run. How so?
Well, I have to admit, the first time I went to China, I was just looking for something different. I mean, in some ways, I was an angsty young person, and we all suffer from certain problems, and I was suffering from mine. And the idea of just going somewhere totally different was hugely appealing. And this was when I was 18 years old. Just going somewhere so different, it put a lot in perspective. And it made me realize how much I need my roots, how much I needed to resolve what kind of issues I had in my heart in order to blossom and be able to appreciate a lot that the world has to offer. And so that was a huge wake-up call that China gave me. And it continues to give me that on different levels all the time. It's been a huge healing force in my life on an emotional level. And then on an intellectual level, it's just the most fascinating place ever. And learning that language, I mean, you can't learn a language without becoming that culture on some level. And so it just keeps changing me. And I feel like the world keeps getting smaller and smaller, but inside of me. It's a thrilling thing.
Pray on the knees of clouds, keep rolling over, torn down lanes. Booze on his collar, they never ask if the secrets pull me over. Under white sheets where all I do is wonder when I'm gonna run, 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 run. I gotta run.
That's Abigail Washburn playing live in our studio with the title track and prelude of her new album, City of Refuge. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.